Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Big J. Okerson.
And I'm Dan Soder, and welcome to the Bonfire Podcast. Yeah, it's a podcast, and it's also a radio show. You can hear our full show every day on SiriusXM.
Go to SiriusXM.com/bonfire for a special offer.
And now, the Bonfire with Big J. Okerson and Dan Soder.
Ugh. Is this Ray LaMontagne?
Yeah, it is.
Fuck yeah.
Right.
He's doing Gnarls Barkley?
Oh, just let it. Uh-oh. Oh, he's so sultry.
Christine, I would fuck a guy before I fuck you to this music.
Oh, Jay, stop it. I'm having a flat oat. And I'm just loving my plant-based diet.
I would have aggressive, give-and-take gay sex before fuck you to this song.
Well, that's what I'm trying to get you to. That's what I'm edging you towards.
Is that what you're driving me over to?
You get a little Ray LaMontagne.
Let's welcome our guests to the show, everybody. Oh, I'm so excited they are here. You know I love them, everybody. It is the glorious actress, thespian, hilarious Kyla Fox, and, of course, the hilarious Brian, call them Beezer Six.
Hey.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, thank you.
We've been having a fun show today. Christine said she's never thought of Ray LaMontagne music sexually before, but... I don't know. Now that I hear that, I think she would like to do it.
He just ruined that Charles Barkley song. Or is it not
Charles Barkley.
He goes featuring Moses Malone.
He goes, because that drive me crazy. That drive me so crazy. Is when
that
I
always, crazy.
Oh, when I lost my mind.
Possibly.
He goes, I remember when. Man, that just don't make no sense.
Crazy. Man, that song, though, one of my favorite things of all time. Was Patrice, there was a comic that used to be named, I probably said this on the show before, there's a comic named Romy Rome. I don't know if he's around anymore. Very nice dude, but he was very like, you know, he dressed that kind of like eccentric, you know what I mean? He would like wear like, he just dressed like NBA players would on like, you know, their days off. And Patrice's description of him, he goes, I don't know, man. Why do you dress all, I remember dip, dip, dap, do. That's the description of how he dressed. And I just knew immediately what he meant when he said it. He dressed like that. He dresses exactly like that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but that was, that's not my kind of music. We've been talking about fuck music, guys, quite honestly.
What gets you in the mood, what you put on, you know, the sensual.
I've decided, right in this room of people that we have here, I'm telling you, I'm the only one right now who says they set any kind of mood involving music. That means everybody else is either much more confident than me, or they really just don't know how to fuck right. I don't know. I don't know the answer. Do you give a shit about fucking music? No, not every time, but most of the time.
All right.
Most of the
time.
You
got a playlist?
No. No, I don't have a playlist.
Make a public playlist. Share that shit.
Yeah. We want to know what you bone do.
Well, I already played one of the songs, and the whole team scoffed at it.
Well, Jay's also shooting down all my ideas, like when I told him that I only fuck to the three tenors.
Yes.
Pavarotti gets me there.
No, Dan did say, though, he's fucked to Yacht Rock, and that's not fuck music at all.
But you know what? I've done it. I can't lie.
Damn, man, that's
bad. I feel like it's relaxing and like.
Yeah, Christopher Cross, a little sailing.
Yeah.
You don't fuck to sailing.
You take me away to where I'm going.
That's crazy. Now look,
Doobie Brothers.
Granted, everybody's not gonna fuck the Tool music like I do. I get you on that.
Yeah, I'm sorry that you can nut to Rammstein. No. I don't think I can.
No, Rammstein, I would not pick Rammstein.
Du hast.
Never in a million years.
Du hast mich.
I would do Rammstein like expects too much out of your performance, dude.
That's
slow.
By the way,
go hard.
You make a perfect point. If you fuck to Rammstein, you have to have flawless anal.
Yeah. Dude, you can only do anal. That's what Rammstein means in German.
It's the well, of course, we make our music for you to spritzen in the pot.
I found out on Skanks last night that I cannot hold a German accent voice. I can't do for more than one sentence, and then it is over.
What, do it.
Give I don't know. Then it turns into like an Italian or something. I don't know.
Do it.
I can't. I don't know how to do it. Yes, the Jews are very bad, aren't they? No, it starts to turn Asian.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah,
it
goes. Oh, they are watching Charlie.
I'm getting grosser down the street from my house when I walk in. He just yells at
Shane has a surprisingly excellent German accent.
Yeah? Is it a surprise?
Yeah, he does.
I mean, is it surprising?
Well, he'll have like random ones that he's like shadily like will just pull out that he's like they're like perfect, like that he's never done before, and he'll like randomly do it. You're like,
well,
what?
He's never done it for you before, but at the meeting, he probably pulled it out a lot.
They prefer they call that the mother language.
What if the Shane is not the real Shane? The Shane you know is the fake Shane.
So you guys, do you guys have fuck songs?
I mean, you're
you
a couple.
What, to be honest, Netflix. No. Yeah.
No. You guys just watch bad comedy specials, and it makes you both so angry. You fuck.
Yeah.
We used
Modern
to have.
Family,
we used to do this.
Repeat.
We used to do this, and we should bring it back again because it was a lot of fun. I think our listenership's so much bigger now that we might have a good thing. People would send in audio or video of them having sex, but we had to see if we could hear through the sex what is playing on the TV in the background.
Yeah, that was an old bit. That was an old
fun
game.
That was a fun game, though. We had a good time finding out. When you got it right, I mean, there was some bizarre, like, out there shit that was playing
bizarre
in the background. I'm saying they didn't just, like, put something on in the background on purpose for us. It was like, oh, our fuck session, you can hear the TV in the background. Because it's got to be faint so you could kind of make it out. Man, that was a fun game. For sure. That's when we met a trucker couple.
I think we're kind of, we're just, you know, the lazy kind where it's like whatever is playing at the moment, I guess.
Rocky soundtrack.
Nice.
Yeah, you don't really.
A lot of Take Me Back, a lot of Frank Stallone.
Yeah, Dan said. Dan said it's probably old. He said it was probably old Phillies. Broadcast.
I can only nut if there's like four guys around a burning trash can outside my window.
Take Me Back.
I said, and Meryl Reese has to call it. He's going in. He's pumping hard. He's going. He's going.
Yeah. Or like the dirt bikes, like revving.
Oh yeah, that'll send me. That will send me into orbit, dude. I'll be like Bezos if the fucking four wheelers come by.
They call that the waves breaking of Philadelphia.
that's the ocean sound of Philadelphia.
Yeah, that's the. If there's an ambiance setting for Philly, it's just like.
That's like it's like sleep noise, like sleep in Philly. It's like you put it on and it's just like dirt bike. It's like the most awful sound.
It's just like the Rough Riders just riding around.
Yeah.
Shane said he used to listen to the Annihilation soundtrack. Is that the right thing?
Oh my god,
that might be good fuck music. I think if you put on like a spa channel, if you put on a spa channel, you could probably fuck to that kind of music.
Enya,
yeah, I like that.
Not so much Enya, but just that crystally like. Just
tonal,
airy noises and shit. You could fuck to that for sure.
Yeah.
But I said classic rock's a mistake unless you pick every song individually because it jumps too much classic rock. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't want you're fucking. I said at one point you're having a good plow session to a good grimy old rock song, and then you know there's just like put me in, coach. I'm ready to play.
What?
I love inspirational songs when I'm fucking.
I could play center field. Flip over.
Yeah. Oh, Fogarty's gonna make me lose it. I'm gonna fucking lose it.
I'm ready.
Oh God, when Fogarty talks about America, I'm gonna fucking lose it. Oh, you want this hot dog?
Look,
you want this hot dog? Fireworks. You want the fireworks?
Yeah, I can only fuck to Pink Houses by John Cougar Mellencamp.
That's pretty great.
There's a black man on a black porch doing some black stuff.
Who sings the Like a Rock? The Tuatha guy?
Oh,
Bob Seger.
Yeah, dude, working on my night moves?
Yeah.
Working on
horrible.
I like sad, desperate songs like Turn the Page.
I'll tell you what, though.
Post Nut, just being like, get off me.
I'll tell you what, take Turn the Page out of it, you can fuck the Seger.
Yeah, but can you fuck to Turn the Page?
No.
You gotta
Turn the Page out. You gotta be willing to get up and skip one song. But if you put on a Seger's greatest hits... It's good to fuck me. I don't know. Maybe not.
Just take the old time record.
Yeah, you're going to hit that. You're also going to hit
Kathmandu. Oh, sorry. I got to pound you. I got to fucking
get out of here.
I'm a pound you to Kathmandu. You fucking dude,
you know what? That's music to get a hand job from a fat lady in a bar bathroom.
Or you're just getting sucked off. Yeah, well, sucked off while Seeger plays. Yeah. It's like one of your low moments. That's what you tell at an AA meeting. My penis was in her mouth.
Yeah.
My penis was in her mouth. I was completely soft. Kathmandu was playing.
Kathmandu
came on the jukebox of the
and I realized it was my son's 8th birthday.
It's fun. Honest to God, it's biker funeral music, Bob Seger. Coming on, baby. Rock and roll never forgets. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Seger sucks. Seger fucking sucks, dude.
Well, the best song is Turn the Page. Turn the Page is his best song.
Horrible.
Six, I feel like you would meet... Oh, sorry. What were you saying, Kyla?
No, I was just going to say, that would be a good post, cigarette, after you fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe. Yeah.
Seger? Oh, for sure.
I bet you would meet Seger and like him, Six.
Seger? Oh,
yeah. I bet he would think you're salt of the earth, and he'd be like, you're pretty fun, Brian. Why don't you come on my tour bus? And then a couple stories later.
Chevy suck, dude. Fuck.
Whoa. You'd come immediately with that meat?
Such a liar. You would automatically be like, yo, I'm best friends with Seger. I'm all together.
Yeah, right, dude. I'd be like, this guy's a fucking dork, dude. Always talking about pennies or something.
He goes, come on.
I thought he was dead. He's not dead.
Dude.
He's dead to me.
Seger just spends the entire evening trying to win over Six.
Yeah. He goes, come on, man.
He goes, this does nothing for you. Oh, like rock.
Nothing.
It was Hollywood nights.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Hollywood Hills. Come on.
Yeah,
come on.
Nothing.
Nothing, Brian.
How about this? Hang on a second. He comes back, and just his underwear and his shirt is.
Hold on. Stand right there. I'm going to slide right by you.
Come on, man. I'm 65 years old. I did that.
Come on. That kind of balance. So you're no on a Seger.
No, I can't stand him. I hate him.
O'Connor is always playing him whenever we're going on.
I know. That's what makes me hate him more.
Yeah. It's O'Connor's go-to. It's so annoying.
Go-to is Seger hits?
It's so weird.
Chris O'Connor does have the energy of a 45-year-old divorced dad.
He really does. He wears leather jackets to still have the material cuffs.
Yeah, he's a guy out of a divorce that you're cheering for. That's how I describe Chris O'Connor.
He has highway protective feet, in case your car breaks down in the back, he has the reflective pinkies. Yeah.
The moon if your sister is dating Chris O'Connor.
He's got the mill laid me off face. The mill just laid off again. Yeah.
Dude. Man, we got to show him that video of that lady nursing.
Oh,
we were talking about sex songs. We should also, we only,
Speaking of hot fucking sex.
Sorry to get you guys all soggy bottoms.
Well, so we have it clear. Christine definitely wants to fuck to Ray LaMontagne, but she instead fucks to, stuff that only I like to make me happy.
Dude, are you kidding me? She wants to peg you to Andy DeFranco.
Yeah, you're not wrong about that, dude. No, you're wrong about that. About two months ago, dude, she was polishing up a fucking strap on.
Is that Lil Kev?
Dude.
It should be. But
it's his new movie with The Rock.
Jacob fucks to Dead Silence.
We told him he fucks the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Oh, yeah. Came when the sun went down, Gippy called Lake Gitchagumi.
I only fuck to Jerky Boys albums.
Yeah.
Classic.
It's Frank Rizzo. All right, ZZO, jackass. Get it right.
Fucking a girl to Gordon Lightfoot music, that girl has hair on her legs and arms.
But also could probably do some cool hand job stuff.
Oh, take her axe throwing, dude. She's going to win you free beers all night.
Yeah, that woman can sleep outside comfortably.
Goddamn right she can. Yeah, the woman knows her way. I'll tell you what, you get a deer, she'll take that skin off. Yeah. You don't have to get into that icky shit. Just kill it.
You'll drip dry. You worry about the ice. You worry about salting it or preserving it.
DJ Lou just fucks to whatever. And then Black Lou only fucks ever for 4 minutes and 46 seconds or under of the length of the song No Ordinary Love by Sade. No, he doesn't. He won't put it on a loop.
Nope.
Front to back is how long you have to get yours off, because he's going to pop right at that fucking fade out.
Yeah,
right at
dude.
That fade out, dude. He busts.
Right there. The whole process. Caterpillar to butterfly. 4 minutes and 46 seconds.
Tadpole to frog.
Tadpole to frog. 4 minutes and 46 seconds.
Jacob, do you really fuck to no music, or were they joking about the Edmund Fitzgerald?
No, I don't have any. I told him I don't have a stereo in my bedroom. So
you go
no.
silent. You know, be so janky.
Yeah,
yeah. You should just put on music through your iPhone.
Why is that weird?
Yeah,
that's
cup.
Terrifying.
Yeah, well, also really. Six. He also does a cappella.
Oh, just
the same. Well, then there you go. Get a little barbershop quartet.
It's just one of four though, where he's like, that's how you get her to do a gangbang, is you just have it as a barbershop quartet.
He goes, I'll tell you what we're missing, babe. I noticed one, your mouth is open, and we don't have a falsetto.
I'll be right back. Hold on.
I don't know why I thought of the King's Speech, like when he's doing the speech. Like, that would be Jacob the part that Jacob
over everyone knows.
It's just like that. When he finally goes to do it at the end. Great speech. Yeah. Amazing scene. But
that does make sense, though, because I'll only get head to Al Pacino's speech from Any Given Sunday.
Yeah, goddamn right. It's about wanting that extra inch.
Hey, 1 inch at a time. Yeah, I don't got any
money.
That'll
get me going.
You start sucking your soft dick and you go, we are in hell.
Look around. Everything around you is soft.
You're sucking on
marshmallows.
On,
what are you saying?
Movies on during sex, I hate, because I'll think of the part and I'll stop and be like, hold on, there's this part coming out.
Yeah.
If that were to come on,
me and Christina
any given
started
Sunday.
Have started fucking. Me and Christine have been in bed. We have been in bed getting ready to just like, we're just kind of in bed hanging out for night, watching cartoons, and then we like decide to fuck. And it'll be about 2 minutes into fucking around before you gotta go, I gotta like pause this, or it's gonna be a silent one, or I gotta put the channel on, because cartoons, in the background, like, there's nothing I wanna hear worse than Christine giggling with my wang in her mouth.
Yeah.
Comes at the sides only.
She goes,
I've never seen this episode.
Or you definitely don't want to hear me like eating pussy and going. You feel the laugh breaths come out of my nostrils and your butthole.
One time, I probably in Tucson, I was around 21. This girl, I was very hungover, and I hooked up with this girl, and she slept over, and she was giving me a blowjob in the morning, and I reached over and I grabbed a bottle of water and I undid it with one hand, and then took a sip, and some of it dripped on her arm, and she like, looked up and I was holding the water, and I was like, I just offered her some. I was like,
yo, Christine will crack open her water bottle in mid coitus like a fucking like a Tour de France biker cyclist. Look at this beat. She fucking scoops it, takes a whack. And pops it back down on the table. It's poetry. It's poetry.
And she's like one of Christine's like one of the boxers that doesn't sit in her corner. She stands up with her gloves on the ropes, moving her legs.
She doesn't even swallow the water. She just wets her whistle. She goes,
I got it.
Get me back in there.
Yeah, I got it. Move to the left. Watch out for that right. I got you. Test the jab. Let's watch this video of the train. Okay. I don't know why I said it like that. Let's watch this video. Do you guys like sexy
Who
videos?
Found this video?
Christine.
Christine, you just saw this?
Somebody put it on Reddit in the camp, like the Reddit.
Is that Philly? That looks like the Broad Street line.
No, it's New York.
Looks like New York.
Yeah, we don't got
that. Looks like that.
There
like
we
the
do.
B
Broad Street line has the orange ones.
That looks like the B or the D train.
Does it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I think Beard. That actually.
So you don't have to
it's
wear
a pretty
clothes.
Long
could
row
be an F.
Of, it's a pretty long row of just those seats facing that way. Where I'm thinking it could not be New York.
All it's right, let's see.
It's not New York.
The accent though, when she's like, "Bitch," when she gets off, she's above ground in the Bronx, maybe.
Yeah,
there's
I mean,
so
ghetto,
many things wrong.
Ghetto
with
accent's
just
pretty
this
transcendent.
Photo.
Yeah. That's sick camo dress though.
But this is crazy. This is crazy. They do this in public.
Decide for yourself. If this is somehow set up or not, but
yeah, I didn't know if it's.
I don't really know. I mean,
just play.
It.
Let's just. Yeah, let's just show. Oh, let's show six. And by the way, we'll tweet this out at the Bonfire SXM. And thank you to the camper group. So it's a lady and a grown man with who's in Air Force Ones.
He's shirtless.
He's also in a diaper over underwear.
Oh yeah. Wow! Okay.
And there he goes.
Okay.
And he gets on her lap. They're playing Mommy Son. First off, I'd be mad about the foot over the railing because your foot over the railing gross. And the yeah, you're like, come on, dude. So here you go. Here's the audio.
And he's sucking on her titty. Now, the lady who she's arguing with is completely right.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's completely right, but I just don't know, like, if it's that's these two thinking they're being like a jackass type thing.
Yeah. Is it a setup?
Yeah, it's a setup.
This dude, let me say something. This dude's just naturally and in good enough shape that this isn't really how he wears his, like, he thinks he's being, like, they're funny. Doing a prank of some sort, yeah. Dude. Yeah. This guy, like, dude, I've never met a black guy who wasn't flamboyantly gay that would be like, this is cool. Even this, he probably had some friends get questioned about doing this joke.
Dude, yeah, I mean, he's probably like, the fresh Air Force Ones on, dude. He would have the some best. Like, the best he got. This was real.
Yeah, the best he exactly. He'd be like a like radio. He'd be like a fucking black like goofball. Oh, yeah.
That's what I was wondering when I first watched it because it was like you know that show we watched with the adult baby girl.
Yeah,
I was wondering if it was that's like what, that.
Yeah,
no, because even through
that,
all that, like, he won't take off his chain. Sorry, Kyla, go ahead. What'd you say?
No, I was just saying I was agreeing with Dan. My first thought was it's one of those like those people that like need like whether it's a not like a. What's it called? Like a sexy thing that you like
the role play.
A kink? Fetish?
Yeah, like a fetish kink. Or something. Like,
yeah, fetish.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Really? Here's the thing. It might be, but her fighting with somebody over it.
Also, him not getting involved. I feel like even though it's a sexual fetish, he would snap back into like real life and be like, shut the fuck up. Fuck you. Mind your business.
Well, here's the thing. It's funny. He still wore... The fact is he wouldn't commit to the diaper with no boxers
that's
on.
That's another thing.
And he also has a gold chain, like a nice gold chain around his neck. So what this is right here is a guy thinking he's being funny because...
Yeah, this is a
prank. I'm telling you, he's not like... He's not giving into it enough. Like, and she's just willing to like get in people's faces. But also, here's the thing. You wouldn't just be like, if this was your fetish, your real fetish, you would like not be getting into almost fights over it. Like people who have those fetishes know their thing is weird.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like they just, wouldn't do it on this train like this.
Also, though, it goes 0 to 60 in such a way.
Exactly. Yeah.
Do you think the whole thing, like you think the girl that she's fighting with is a setup?
I was just going to say that.
Yeah,
maybe. I think the girl too. Does it get physical or?
Well, let's just watch. Watch the end.
Right.
And let's pump full volume. We'll shut up.
No, they all have sex.
Yeah.
Oh, titty.
Oh my god.
That's titty.
Oh yeah, they were out.
So the audio sucks ass. I didn't realize the audio sucks to listen on it. You got to watch this clip. She says she tells the guy to sit down. He's sucking his thumb.
Yeah, you can even hear her energy that she's giving.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
She yanks her own wig off unnecessarily. She's touching her naked titties into her, which is weird.
That's why I think it's set up. She's like, everyone else here is fine with it. And you're like, I'm not cool with it.
Yeah. I'm definitely not all right with that.
Also, I think if a dude...
That kid still got to sit there like that.
Dude, if you would have stood up, though, and like said something, and that guy drops you... Just a fucking right cross, and you're just knocked out.
What would be funny is if they had, like, really close up, you could hear the black dude with her. Leans over, and he goes, can we stop now?
Yeah.
He goes, did you guys get it? Is that enough?
Did you guys get it?
Is that enough? Because I really don't, I don't want to do this anymore. It is uncomfortable.
Have you ever
see, and then he gets off right at the next stop.
What?
Have you ever seen that on the train? Because I was on a subway car one time, and these two heroin addicts were nodding off, but, like, starting to bang. The one girl took the guy's dick out in front of it was packed.
Oh,
packed
God.
Car.
Dude.
People were horrified.
Yeah, because they probably thought but in their minds, Jacob, you were seeing that, but really in their minds, it was risky business when he's on the train and Phil Collins is playing.
Hot
that,
scene.
That was him, the heroin addicts. That was what they were seeing in their head.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything like that. Nodding off and just. Going at it like that in front of
it's just two junkies.
I disagree with you. It's awful, but like in the best way. Like I would not get off my stop
to watch
to
them
see
bang.
How that develops.
Oh yeah.
Like, I'd miss my stop. So it's awful
taking
the
that
worst
train
way.
The whole way. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't stop looking at that. No, come on. Come on.
I record it.
Yeah, Dan, do you walk right off the train?
No. I give it 2 stops, depending on how late I'm running.
If the train's super full, I'd be...
You're almost there longer for reaction shots.
I'd be upset if Christine left and got off at her stop and missed what the ending of that was. But if she was the only other person on the train, or which is a few people on, I'd want her to get off. That'd be my concern. I want you to be to get off. But if it was a full train, I'd be like, Christine, you better stay on that train.
And report back.
See what happens. Yeah, please.
See, I think worst case scenario every time, like,
they're gonna
I'll tell you another incident. No, I don't want like any of their sex juices like flying.
True.
Your biggest fear has always been subway rape. You told me that. Confided
sex
in me once.
Sex
juices. Yeah, that's a Bob Jacob's Seger song.
Sex juice. I got my sex juice out of my wiener, spilling it.
Do you not sit down?
Lady.
Do you not sit down on subway seats, Jacob?
Not without looking them first.
Most of the time, not. I try to surf. Lou will back me up.
He doesn't touch a goddamn thing.
You try to stand just in the middle.
You just stand there.
I try not to actually
Jacob, your
touch
calves,
anything.
Jacob, your calves and quads must be fucking
damn
fire,
they're
man.
Tight.
Damn.
They're nice.
I mean, just stay in there.
Jacob.
I'll tell
like
you
to
what,
make
dude,
it a workout.
A train, that train hard starts, and when it hard stops, I'm telling you, I will go flying down the aisle like a Snapple bottle. You'll see me binking around all over those poles.
Jacob,
one
if we
time I was, one time I was asked to hold on to something because I did, like, lose, like, plow into 2 people. I didn't want to touch anything, and I had to give in there.
Hey guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at the Bonfire, and of course that is Metro by T-Mobile. Listen, we all know life is full of yada yada, calling customer service and trying to sign up for a new program or plan or any kind of subscription, and you get a whole bunch of nonsense and long paperwork and contracts you can't get out of, pricier subscriptions, subscription prices going up. I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hidden deep in the fine print, or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere and your seat probably reclines. And yes, it is possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. But listen, you don't take yada yada in life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and no yada yada. Nada. Yada yada. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide right now.
But another time I was on the subway, there was a guy who clearly had, like, he was out of his mind on drugs and had open sores all over his body.
Oh.
He obviously had, I swear he had full-blown AIDS, it looked like.
Well, you could just, you get his eye.
It was terrifying.
Eye
like, people were,
yeah, I got full-blown AIDS.
Because I had him up. That guy had
you
AIDS.
Know those sores? I'm telling you, that's what it looked like.
Tom Hanks.
It was terrifying. Yes.
Yeah, you are judging that fully off of Tom Hanks, by the way.
Yeah, some makeup artist made your opinion of AIDS change.
You had to be there. It was,
I don't know a whole lot about AIDS.
No, you didn't have to be there. What I'm saying is you are assuming full-blown AIDS because of lesions, and you think lesions.
There were lesions.
One thing and one thing only, the last 5 minutes of Philadelphia.
Yeah,
Philadelphia.
Jacob's on the train, and he's next to a guy with AIDS.
Maybe I need to educate myself
probably
more.
Probably getting
I admit
his sex
it.
Juices on his because
he's got dangerous sex juices. So with the guy with lesions, was he like jerking off or anything, or was he just being a regular dude?
He was no. He was getting into people's face, like an inch from their face, like terrifying. Like
I have full blown AIDS.
About to clock him.
That's why if he did that to me, I'd just go.
Knock him out if he came near me.
I'd give him makeout energy. I'd go, yeah. Yeah, what I'm about to do.
Okay, yeah, you want to spread it over here, big boy?
Yeah. He goes, yeah, that's why I'm telling you. They're listening to our thoughts. And I go, is that what they're doing? Huh?
And then I'll suck his cock. And then when he comes and he's weak in the knees, I'll knock him the fuck out.
Oh.
You don't come at me like that, bro.
Whoa.
You don't come at me like that, brah.
Dude, king of New York.
Yo, king of New York, dude. Once you're weak in the knees from my sick-ass sloppy two-hand blowjob, I'm going to fucking drop your ass because you loved it too and you're so gay.
Do you guys ride the...
Jacob, you got to out-psycho those guys.
Yeah,
no, start sucking cock, dude. I was about to clock him. That was the one time I was like, I had a glove on. That was the one, thing I was going to... I was going to put a glove on and then deck him.
One boxing glove.
I had my winter glove on.
Jacob always carries his dueling glove. Jacob has his dueling glove for the challenging people.
I hope it was a freak. I hope it was a freezy freaky. And then when you hit him, the heat of the thing warmed up the, you couldn't see the design anymore.
That's pretty great.
Yeah. You see these mountains? Now you don't.
Yeah.
Do you guys ride the Philly train a lot?
Not recently.
Nah.
The L sometimes.
I always wonder about that. Other cities, mass transportation.
I didn't know the subway system. I didn't realize the subway system existed until probably 1997.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. We only have two trains. We only have the L and the Broad Street line.
And it's foul.
Yeah. It's not great.
Is it dangerous?
Yes.
It can be on certain areas, like, you know, the further it goes down to, like, Bridge and Platte or, like, you know, Kensington.
Down into Kensington, yeah.
But
that's always crazy to me to be riding a train and you're like, this is dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
is.
I moved to New York, everyone was like, is it dangerous to ride the subway? You're like, no, it's actually real convenient and it works well.
Yeah.
I mean, there's crazy shit. You see heroin addicts about to fucking bang it out.
Yeah, I really I've never enjoyed the subway. I try to avoid it at almost all costs.
Don't mind it.
Have you taken it in D.C.? I lived in D.C. for 10 years, and to this day, I'll still say that is the best public transportation.
Go Redskins?
No.
Go football team.
Go football. Go generic football team?
It's woke Beezer?
Yeah. The football teams.
Dude, Beezer's gone full crazy left on us.
Yo, it doesn't matter what color they are. We're all friends.
Shane.
Yo, I'm ready to vote. I'm ready to vote for a woman president.
Yeah, dude. And
yank your head out of your ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on. Go Birds. Let's go. Hurry up.
Go Birds.
August.
Yeah.
Oh, man, yeah. That's going to be weird to watch you guys without the post-Carson Wentz era. All you guys enjoy
I'm A-okay with him being gone. Dude, I have no problem with him being gone.
Are you kidding me, dude? Yeah, I'm pumped for the new era. This team, good Lord, they have to be good.
You think so?
Yeah. Maybe not this season.
Devonta Smith is like...
That's huge.
Oh, yeah. My God. I cannot wait.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to be like that, huh?
He'll break his leg in the first game.
Beezer, will you be mad? Kyla and Beezer, will you guys be mad if Carson Wentz goes to Indianapolis and wins?
He won't.
I think he is.
I think he'll do good over there.
Yeah.
I think he's going to suck, and I'm rooting for it.
I would laugh. Dude, don't get me wrong. I'm secretly hating on him immediately. I'm like, I hope you fucking stink over there. But
then what if he just reels off a 12-2 record? You know, like,
oh, yeah.
Well, because there's 17 games this year. There's not 16
games. Typical birds, either a coach or quarterback or what have you, to leave the team and then to go win championships.
Oh, man, I hope by January they're like, and the Indianapolis Colts at 15-2 having an unbelievable season. Everyone calls them the ginger of Indiana, the ginger snap.
Nah, dude.
Fucking Wentz.
He's going to suck. He's going to get injured. Jalen Hurts. He's going to get injured again.
Arrested for fighting a Geno Subs.
Oh, my God.
Geno Subs.
Subs.
Just some fucking East Coast broadcast. I don't know. I always hate when we were talking about this on the Thursday show, when athletes leave your team, like when they're there, you love them. But then when they leave, you're like, you kind of hate them. Like,
I didn't hate you. The only one I couldn't hate, but I had to treat it like... I was happy that an ex-girlfriend moved out of town. Was Allen Iverson going to Denver?
Oh.
I just kind of pretended like Denver Nuggets weren't even a thing. I didn't check on him.
I didn't check his day.
I just tried to pretend that it was all over. And I was like, "Yep, he's just gone. And he's out of basketball." Because I couldn't. It was such a bummer.
I saw him 45 minutes after they announced that. I was working up on City Line Avenue and across.
Because you guys want to fuck up Iverson? No, he's not on the team anymore.
Dude, well, he was always at the Hilton up there, and he was always there.
Well, like, it was the Adams Mark. It was the Adams Mark.
Yeah, the Adams Mark. So I walked over there to get something to eat with this dude I was working with at the time, and I saw the Lambo with the, you know, he always had the answer.
AI.
The answer. Get it right.
My bad. All right.
And I walked in, and he was in the back.
of like this little tiny bar area with some girl and some dude, I'm guessing his agents or managers, whatever. And they had just announced it. So I was already pissed off. And my buddy's like, dude, there's Iverson. And I turned around. I was like, holy shit. And my first reaction, I was like, do we jump him? I was like, should we jump him? I was like, we can fucking take that. And the dude I was with actually had a prosthetic leg. I was like, yeah, well, you're useless. So fucking, he came up to the bar and he was just like, and he was talking to the bartender and he was like, hey, Dave, you know, he said, hey, Dave, this is yours. He was like, Alan, great, you know, great note. And he was like, yeah, man, keep it, blah, blah, blah. And I turned to him and I was like, I got to say something. And all I said was, damn, dude, say it ain't so. He just looked. I thought it was going to be like some big moment. He's like, yeah, I'm out of here. I was like, all right, cool, dude.
That's so funny.
Oh, I could have said anything that moment. Don't,
you just look at him and you go,
say it ain't so. Like I was John Cusack in every fucking 80s movie.
That's so funny. You should have chased him down at the airport when he was boarding the flight to Denver.
Yeah, I'm just a guy talking to another guy with cornrows, telling him
a guy who's a natural two who shouldn't play one.
Yeah, that
I'm just
sucked.
A dude standing in front of a dude with cornrows, a bunch of tats.
Yeah, when guys go to other teams, it really hurts. I remember when Dion, he was only on our team for a year, but when he went specifically to the Cowboys, it really stung because you were like, ooh. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It has to do a lot with the team they go to.
But I didn't mind when Ricky Waters went to the Eagles. I didn't mind.
Because we're the Eagles.
Yeah, him and Bill Romanowski. I was like, hey, whatever. Let him go play with, you know. But it does, when they leave, you're kind of
I have
like,
a weird time accepting somebody from a team I hated. Like,
oh,
when
yeah.
When Rodney Pete was the quarterback, there was always a thing in the back of my mind that was like, ah. You know, I just saw a thing the other day about Philly fans. Oh, what was it? What did we watch, Christine? I watched it with you. Oh, it was The Dark Side of Football, that show.
They did a whole episode on Philly fans?
Of course. Not just Philly. It was like Philly and Oakland and stuff, but the Philly one was pretty barbaric. And I was at the game. I didn't realize that was the last game of Irving's career. I didn't realize that was the last time he ever played touched the ball again. I don't remember. And I was at that game. Because I said, that's the thing I remember when like he was down, they were all like cheering, and it seemed like they were like, cheering like they, you know, hope he's okay. And then when he gave his thumbs up, they all started booing him and shit. Jesus. And it was the funniest fucking
classic
thing ever.
Yeah.
Classic is right.
Boo.
I mean, he gave the thumbs up and he never played football again. I didn't know that was it.
Oh my God, yeah. So sad.
I was there for. Well, I always say I wasn't there for it. I've never been at anything that was like a major event that's like an awesome thing in sports. And I was there when the Eagles killed Michael Irvin. Good riddance to bad garbage, I say.
I thought you were there for the step over for some reason.
Mm. No. What? You thought I was at the NBA Finals in 2000?
Yeah. Oh, I wish I was there.
You thought that's where I was? I think you also did that in
LA. I was in LA.
Yeah,
he did it.
Jay, you were out there sitting next to Jack Nicholson, right?
Yeah.
It was game one. I'll tell you what. I could definitely, Christine, I could fuck you with the background thing being a 9-minute recap of the game one NBA finals.
Why not just game one? What about just game one?
Oh, yeah. I'll fuck you straight through game one.
Oh, Miracle at the Meadowlands.
Double overtime. I think I made
Chris. That's entertainment tonight.
I made Christine watch during pandemic, NFL Channel replayed Miracle at the Meadowlands 2. And I only put her through the second half. But, like, I had to watch the second half, and, like, I did. It horned me up. I wanted to make Passion Love right down the couch right afterwards.
That's how I feel about whenever I watch any of the catches. 1, 2, or 3.
The catch.
About to catch this wiener.
Miracle of the Meadowlands. I lived it all over again when we watched it. Oh, I was so horned up.
I needed to have you
after that.
Oh, you have to, dude. You gotta lay pipe after watching Miracle of the Meadowlands, dude.
Those are the videos that get Jay going. Miracle of the Meadowlands and Donovan McNabb's DUI video. Yeah.
That's what comes in his Bluetooth tabs. It's just USB ports. You put them in a computer.
Yeah. You want me to go all night? Why don't you watch this kick return?
You know, McNabb in that DUI video is still the best. He's like, where were you?
They go, together, didn't we?
Yeah, they go, where were you at? He's like, my friend's house. He's like, where's your friend's house? And he goes,
over there.
Points. Over there. He's like on the side of a highway. He goes, over that way.
Right over there.
Is that Northwest? Then yeah, there.
I can't imagine real Philly fans watching that too. It's like, what else do you need, officer? He told you where it is. Leave the guy fucking alone.
Yeah. Fucking running him down.
Jesus Christ.
Seriously. On the side of the road.
Yeah, it's a fucking frame job. It's a classic frame job.
Dude, that's fucking...
Get out of his ass, dude.
That's why I love football, because I love the NFL, but I also I love it because it means that we're closer to better weather, like sweatshirt weather.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's always the most fun when you're like, all right, get a little chilly out. Football's back.
An extra game.
Yeah, I love it. I agree.
We got to go to a game, guys.
I mean, week two, the Niners play the Eagles, but I'm going to be in Arizona.
Yeah. You're not going to be here. Shoot. You made sure you went to the first game of the season with people who aren't your close friends.
Well, it's also in a stadium that's not going to threaten violence on me for simply liking the team.
Oh.
I'm out.
Welcome. You're welcome.
You'll be with us. It'll be fine. I'll bring my baton. We'll be good.
You're welcome for, you're welcome for making a game exciting again.
No, it's not exciting.
No.
I want to watch the game. I want to watch the game. Stop yelling at me.
You don't want to be called faggot by an 80-year-old man who's had season tickets since the 50s?
No. I kind of do, though.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you're right.
Exactly.
Yeah. Man, I would love to have a beer thrown at my head the second I celebrate a good thing.
I wish you'd make a movie, you San Francisco ninny.
Oh, we sent all our queers to that city.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner at the Link is a great day.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. What the fuck are you doing there for all three?
You know, you've never gone and like tailgated like first thing in the morning.
Oh, like, I thought you meant you're like in the stadium, like walking around.
No,
how'd you get to Link that early?
No. One time we went with an Eagles trailer that was like decked out with a tap on the outside, so like and like pulled out with like the awning. It was like totally hooked up. It was awesome.
Yeah, we used to really go tailgate. That was great. It was for the 1 p.m. For the 1 p.m. games, you get there at like 9 a.m.
and
start fucking. I didn't really drink it all even, but it was just like just eating food. Sometimes you'd grill.
Oh, man, when you parking lot food hits different, dude. Oh,
it does.
Man.
It really does. And when you drink, when I was drinking, man, football's a dangerous day because you can get that early game going. And then you just move into the fucking afternoon game and then the night game. Oof.
Add a little booze.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. Just mostly on booze.
No, actually going to the game and like tailgating.
I loved it. Yeah. Tailgating. I still did it. I tailgated without drinking. And it's fun.
We're doing it again, Dan. We're blowing it.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Kyla, Six, thank you for coming on the show. We love you guys.
I was going to say, we go to Notre Dame instead.
Oh, yeah. So we got to have you guys back on when we're in studio.
The show ends extremely harshly right at 6:56. So we always have to say goodbye super quick.
Thank you guys so much.
Kyla Fox, Brian Six, we love you guys so much.
Thanks again, guys. Thank you. Good seeing you guys. You.
You've been listening to SiriusXM's Bonfire. New episodes every Tuesday through Friday mornings and full shows always on SiriusXM.